He always knew God's will. What do you think? Did you say no? Do we always do God's will? Do we always do God's will? Do we always do God's will? How about on this side? Do we always do God's will? No. Isn't that good to hear? We don't always. Now listen, you adults. We don't always do God's will. From the mouths of failure. Can you hear that? We don't always do God's will. Next question. That was, dilemmas, right? We all agree. We don't always do God's will. And I agree too. I don't always do God's will. Question. Should we always do God's will? Yes. What do you say? And you and your father's, on your father's left. Should you always do God's will? Yes. So, now children, this is the only problem there is in life. There's only one problem. It's between no and yes. Do we always do God's will? No. Should we always do God's will? Yes. We got a problem. What's the problem? We need help. So the first form of prayer is telling God we love Him. And not just using the words, but showing it by our actions. The next form of prayer is what? Asking for help. Asking for G-R-A-C-E. Asking for grace. See, there are really only two big kinds of prayer. The first kind of prayer is, my God, I love you. But I love you not only by telling you I love you, but by showing you that I love you. Oh, I forgot to ask you. When you go to sleep at night, do you show that you love God? Show him. Yes. Does God want us to go to sleep? Does God want us to go to sleep at a certain time? And how does God tell us? How do we know what time God wants us to go to sleep? Your mother or father, right? See how simple life is? So that's the first form of prayer. It's prayer of the heart. You don't even have to say it. You can enjoy, isn't that beautiful? You can go to sleep and tell the Lord, dear Jesus, I'm going to spend the next, how many hours do you people sleep? 10 hours, he says. Oh, joy. So you can tell the Lord, dear Jesus, I'm not going to pray for the next 10 hours. I'm going to sleep. By showing you that I love you, by doing your will. Isn't that neat? But now we're back to our problem. The problem is, and you raise the problem. The answer to the question, do we always do God's will, was a unanimous no. The question, should we always do God's will, was a unanimous yes. Now, in order to always do God's will, we need His help. Another word for God's help to do His will is grace. Is that simple? Grace is what we need to do God's will. Now, how do we get grace? How do we get the help? my prayer, by asking, our Lord says, remember, knock and it will be opened. Ask and you will receive. So, if you want to be able to do God's will, question of all of you together, and together, do we all want to do God's will, yes or no, together? Yes. We all want to do God's will. But, if we're going to do God's will, we must get help. We have to get grace, which is spelled G-R-A-C-E. How do we get grace? We get grace by asking for it. And asking for grace is another word for prayer. I'm not finished yet. What kind of help do we need? We all agree. We don't always do God's will. We all agree we all should do God's will. And I thought you agreed that if we're going to do God's will, we need help. And we must get help from Him. And we get it by asking, Lord, help me. Now my next question. What kind of help do we need? We need to... We need to... So we need to know... Do we first need to know what God wants us to do? We should find out what God wants us to do? Yes. Now for you children, this is the easiest thing in the world. How do you know what God wants you to do? Who will tell you? If you don't tell me, I'll ask your mother and father. What does God want you to do? Okay. We are to do what God wants us to do, what our parents and teachers and the church tell us to do. Did your parents, children, did your parents want you to come here this evening? Yes. Ryan says yes. Thanks for coming. Everyone says, gee, Mom, I don't want to listen to that Jesuit. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Thanks for coming. It's a compliment. But we have to ask God what He wants us to do, but especially what do we need to ask God for? To give us what? The strength to do this. Now, children, you've got 7 minutes to go. So I won't lose anybody. Remember where we are. We're on part B of tonight's class. Part A was praying, telling God that we love Him. And not just telling Him in words, but showing in our actions. The second part of tonight's class is asking God for help. And we need help, especially because we need strength to do God's will. Now, children. And let me tell a story for just 2 minutes. Shortly after my ordination, I was asked to give a retreat to several hundred grammar school children in Cincinnati. 5 day retreat, all day for 5 days. Maybe I taught the children something. They taught me much more. What I found was children of 6, 7, 8 years add more times, more problems than I ever dreamed the modern child has. And that was 30 years ago. You children are young. Get all the help you can from our Lord by asking Him for help. Now, and get into the habit, children, the most important thing I want to leave with you this evening is start right now asking our Lord for help. What kind of help do we need? Let's face it. We need help. There are two big problems in life. There are things we don't like to do that God wants us to do. Is that true? Now, be sure you got me clear. Does God sometimes want us to do things that we don't like? Right? Does God sometimes want us to do things we don't want to do? Yes. So then we should pray for strength not to be afraid. Okay? Not to be afraid, no matter how hard it is, because children, no matter how hard something is, oh, dear Savior, and like these children's minds, give the right answer. Whenever God wants you to do anything, and God wants you to do what your mother and father tell you to do, all right? But you don't like to do it. You don't like to go to bed at a certain time. And especially, how many of you, put up your hands, how many of you like to get up from bed first thing in the morning? Wonder of wonders. God bless you. But most of us don't like to get up in the morning. They don't like to. Now, I found in general, girls seem to like to go to school more than boys. Is that possible? In any case, you have to go to school. You have to do your homework. You have to pay attention. Can I tell you a story about my first grade teacher? There were 108 children in class. 108 children in class. He was sitting two on a bench. I was in the back seat. He was supposed to be playing with Billy's green clay. I thought to myself, here I am, a grown boy of six, and I'm able to play with clay. I thought to myself, it's much more intelligent to engage in conversation. So Sister Leonie in the front called me up. Johnny, stop talking, and, well, I think she said, play with the clay. Well, I played with the clay for a while, and then I went back to my intelligent conversation. Any six-year-old knows that conversation is more intellectual than playing with clay. But the second time she said, Johnny, come here. My first spanking, not my last, in class, was an 18-inch ruler. Put out your hands. Well, I put them out and she hit them. And I kept them out. I just can't believe it. So, we need help. Now my question.
Whenever God wants us to do anything, if we ask Him, will He always give us the strength to do it? Yes or no? Yes. I'm almost but not quite finished. We need to pray and ask God to give us strength to do what we don't like to do. But sometimes God wants us also to give up and stop doing what we like to do. Is that possible? Like what? Jimmy, or Sean, or Johnny, come home. You're all playing. As soon as you find out that God wants you to give up something you like, ask Him to give you the strength. And then, and with this I close, whenever God asks you to do anything you don't like, whether it's hard, you don't want to do it, or you like it, you don't want to give it up. Children, may I ask all of you, right away, after you ask Him to give you the strength, tell Him, dear Lord, I'm doing this for You. I thank You for coming. I really appreciate Your coming. All I can say is I don't deserve it. I ask the sisters to... Is anybody still without a rosary? Anybody not give me, not have a rosary? Anyways, they gave me a... I think they said there were 22 here that didn't count them. I crossed the sisters. In any case, these rosaries are blessed. Those of you who still need rosaries are welcome to get them. And by the way, don't just have a rosary or carry it. Say it. I don't like to ask you, but you don't tell a lie. Since the last time we met, was that about a month ago? When did we meet? Was it in December? Since the last time we met, how many of you children said the rosary at least once? At least once. Okay? Good. Thank you. The next time we meet, the Lord brings us together, I will ask you again. Say the rosary as often as possible. Shall we close with a prayer? I'll take a drink of water before I say the prayer. Thank you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweet soul. To Thee we cry, we're banished children of Eve. To Thee we send up our sons, mourning and weeping in the valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious advocate, Thine eyes of mercy toward us. And after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of Thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, mind if I give You a blessing? May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon all of you and remain with you forever. Amen. Would you please say at least a short prayer for me? Thank you. Your children are in my masses every day. Thanks again for coming.
Father, when it comes to preparing the children for their first confession and communion, when would we know where they're ready, and what should we most concentrate on?
The question is, The question is, children preparing for first confession and first communion. As I'm sure you children know, there's a lot of mixed up people in the world today. The church wants us to make our first confession before we make our first communion. I would say to prepare for first confession. The children should first of all know that sin means offending God. Secondly, the children should know what kind of sins they have committed. Thirdly, they should know that our Lord instituted the sacrament of penance and he gave to priests and only to priests and bishops the power to forgive sins in the sacrament of confession. They should be taught how to go to confession, what to say when they enter, what sins to tell, and not to go into too much detail, but just enough to make a good confession. The children should also be taught to go to confession often. I would say, if possible, once a month. Then for Holy Communion, the children should know that our Lord instituted the Blessed Sacrament. And then when we receive him in Holy Communion, he is Jesus himself. Then we should receive communion only when we are in the friendship of God. Nobody should ever go to communion who is in mortal sin. Let me repeat, nobody should ever go to communion who is in mortal sin. But to go to Holy Communion often, how often? If possible, every day. What we might do for the next time is maybe bring a simple outline of what is necessary to know about confession. Is that okay? And so that you know, both you parents and your children, in simple language, what is necessary for confession and for Holy Communion. Thank you again.